I'm joined in studio by artists Chris Erickson and Chad Stieg to preview their pop-up show next Friday, November 1st at Batch. Chad, Eric, how are you doing?
Great, great. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming to join us here at the studio, KDNK. We'll move that so I can see you, Chad.
Good deal.
So tell us, what is the show called?
Chris?
The title of the show is called Precocious Wonderment.
And that's a word I'm unfamiliar with, precocious. Could you explain it?
Yeah, I'd like to first say that everybody should Google that word right this second. It'll give you a nice little insight to the show. But I think...
Google image search?
I wouldn't do that. I'd just go dictionary search. But yeah, I don't really know how to describe it, actually. It's a flower that blooms in the specific way that it's supposed to bloom. And not necessarily a flower, but a concept. Okay. A concept that blooms and comes to fruition and sees its totality.
Cool. I kind of think of it as a discovery. So for me, I'm hoping that people come out with very little preconception, come out and see what we've been working on. And I think Chad and I both make art that is a bit of a reflection of what we experience. You know, we're artists or observers. And so we observe and translate what we see and put it down on canvas or panel or whatever we decide to do. And it's kind of our own interpretation, and specifically of where we live. You know, we're in this tight community. Our interactions with people and the idiosyncrasies of living the mountain life and being an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Seeing a lot of real abstract concepts, both, you know, societally, politically, and even artistically lately, too, I think we've decided to rein that into an easier-to-swallow concept, sort of put some simplicity into it, but everybody knows there's a lot of beauty in simplicity.
Have you two worked together on a show previously, or is this your first collaboration?
Have we actually?
No, we've worked professionally with some kind of installation work, but as far as an art show, no, I think this is the first time.
Yeah, it's inaugural. That's exciting.
Exactly, yeah. I think of it as a distilling what's going on. So it's taking all these abstract concepts and complex issues and kind of reducing them down to, we're doing a lot of binary, hard edge kind of imagery. So I think for me it's reducing things down to more of a simple kind of visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. And I've admired this guy's work for years, too. So this is an honor to be able to do this. We work well together. So
yeah,
it was kind of just really organic how it all came together.
Yeah, definitely. And so then at Batch, we thought Batch was kind of this perfect platform to house the work. It's a place where a lot of our friends hang out. We're tight with the owners, Jason Alley, and, you know, they're artisans in their own respect. So, and it's accessible. Sometimes galleries can be a bit inaccessible and pretentious. So Batch is a pretty approachable place. And
it's a home away from home.
Home away from home. We spend a little time there.
Yeah, everybody listening, if you see us hanging out, you know that.
Chad's a musician, his band plays there, and
yeah,
it's just this great meeting place where you exchange ideas and thoughts and relax.
So is the Precocious Wonderment Show a one-night pop-up event, or will pieces of it remain afterwards for people to check out at the bar?
Yeah, the opening will be, the pop-up itself will be a party. There's a lot of, we don't want to reveal too much because we want people to kind of come and kind of see what we've been up to and get excited and have it be spontaneous for them and their reception of it. But there will be some installation art out and about around the place as well. And if anybody knows, you know, this first Friday, Dia de los Muertos, and all the parade and everything will really add to the crowds. But it'll be good. It'll be not just in batch. It'll be kind of surrounding as well, but, you know, without getting too much into it, it'll be a nice little way to stroll around and get a good experience.
We'll have a DJ there starting at 8 as well, inside batch.
Yeah, Kodama Kenichi.
Kodama Kenichi.
Cool. So in addition to this Baile Folklorico parade that we've come to love on First Fridays, there's fire spinning later in the evening.
Yeah, and looking forward to that.
Pop-up show. There's a lot of mystery wrapped around it. What is one small piece that you think people will take away and feel really glad that they came to check it out? If you could give away any detail.
Cold hard truth?
Yeah, three words, cold hard truth.
All right.
If you got a dollar to spend, you're going to get a cold hard truth.
Well worth it.
Yeah, bring a dollar. Bring a dollar. Stack of dollars.
Yeah, that'd be a good message.
Or if you're absolutely against facing your cold hard truths, at least you can maybe get a fortune read. And I will say, if anybody's familiar with Mugsy Faye, she has a show on this station as well. Mm-hmm. She'll be contributing to your cold hard truth. So,
okay,
yeah,
get cool. ready.
So
steal your mind. You might hear something you like or something you don't. But that's a cold hard truth for you.
Mm-hmm. So some familiar faces maybe involved in the event.
Yep.
Definitely.
Cool.
A lot of good folks collaborating, and that's something I'm super appreciative of. And that's kind of just an extension of what Chris and I have done. You know, our collaborations recently have been super kind of just really productive and put me in a good headspace for creativity. So,
Okay.
This will be amplifying that.
Now, my informant told me that this event starts at 6 p.m. sharp, and that was a little detail that caught my attention. So people want to be there at 6 p.m., right?
Be there at 5:45. Get a few beers in you if you can do that in 15 minutes. But, yeah, we're going to do a talk, kind of go into some details of some of the work around 7:30. So get a chance to stroll about, enjoy a few fine libations, and then, you know, kind of get it from the horse's mouth.
Okay, cool. So this pop-up installation, now I'm imagining something like Meow Wolf, but...
Oh,
we'll see how interactive.
That's a hard comparison. Oh, man. Yeah. You just put a lot of weight on our shoulders. It'll be way better than that.
Oh, good.
You just put a lot of weight on Meow Wolf's shoulders right there. Yeah. No. It's all good. It's just a little kind of concentrated version of, you know, something you don't see every day in Carbondale, but Carbondale's got a killer art scene. There's a lot of good folks that like to collaborate, and, you know, we just like to let people know it's still alive and kicking.
And kind of a way to interact with people, I think that's our message a little bit, is not only, you know, walking in and viewing the work, but a way to get involved and have a kind of a visceral experience with the art rather than just being an observer. It's going to be a bit of a reaction and direct interaction with some of the installations. I think that was our goal was... a little more than just a viewing. So.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it.
To come see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
And for people who aren't familiar with you two as artists, would you like to explain a little bit of your work, where people might have seen some of your work before?
Yeah. So Chris and I both have kind of been resident artists at Batch since the old tasting room over on Dolores Way. But when they moved, we still, you know, brought our stuff over, and it's been there for quite some time. And, you know, the necessity to see it freshen up a little bit had something to do with this show as well. And so rehanging everything. And, I think people have probably seen it if they've been in there. If not, you need to look a little closer. But, my stuff has particularly focused around a lot of like abstract cityscapes and, or real tight stencil work, kind of nothing in between really. So this one will be, well, I'm not going to go too much into that, but, I've hung around town for 10 plus years, a few shows up and down the valley, but, this has always been one of the better places to hang. It's a beautiful space, first of all, and it really shows off well. It's kind of elegant. Not that the art is elegant, but the space really kind of helps make the work pop. I think that's one thing I really like about Batch. But yeah, Chris. Yeah.
So I've been an artist in residence at Saw Studio. Been loosely associated with Saw for the last 5 or 6 years. Painted a mural on the back of Saw along the Artway. Been working with Carbondale Arts to establish the Artway. Worked on the archway there and some of the artifact art that's been installed lately. Have some work up Mid-Valley at the Biscuit Truck. Some sculptures around town and mainly working out of Saw. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, everybody's seen the headphones. That's one thing they can...
The big headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's the man with the big headphones.
And those artifacts are totally noticeable. You know, the stencil work on these cool old railway signs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun being part of that development of the Artway. I think it's pretty vital for the art community here and kind of re-beautifying that area of town. And it's a bit of a... entrance into the town, so it's kind of the first thing you see. So I think it's a good welcoming for Carbondale and kind of show the fact that Carbondale embraces the artists and nurtures that relationship with the town and people that make stuff for a living.
Yeah, it looks great.
All right, well, Chris Erickson and Chad Stieg, the Precocious Wonderment Show is next Friday, November 1st, 6 p.m. sharp is the recommended arrival time, if not earlier.
Yeah.
Anything else you each would like to add?
Only that this is going to be bigger than the Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl.
Yeah, much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to come see and ascertain that for yourself.
Well said.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Raleigh. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.